Oh, nice. Well, Frank, what you got going planned for this weekend?
Work both days, pretty much. Watching football on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. The Little Brother Bowl is coming up.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Nothing wrong with the Little Brother Bowl. But it's going to be a good game. This is actually might be one of the most competitive games this year, though. Michigan State looked good last week. Michigan's got some quarterback problems, possibly. I mean, it could be a good game.
I'll give my two cents on this. For one, I was really surprised that they made it a night game because both schools' administrations were really concerned about fans getting too drunk and causing problems and too many issues. Who's running it? Too many fans getting arrested and all that stuff. But you know what? Michigan's willing to put this game at night. So, I mean, all I'm going to say is hopefully everybody behaves themselves and doesn't do anything too stupid and the jails don't get filled to the capacity in one night.
Both schools did make a release saying that, you know, we have similarity in this rivalry and let's show that both schools have class and not stoop to stupid levels here. So I think it's great that it's a night game. Put it on prime time. Remember that last time people thought that Michigan had won the game until that block punt, I believe.
Yes, the trouble with the snap game. I remember that quite well.
Yes, so and it was usually nightfall. I mean, obviously the game I think believe started at 3:30, and obviously later in the year it starts to get dark early. But now it's going to be under the lights. Are you going to try to attend the game?
I actually won't be able to attend the game. It's good. Tickets again are too expensive. I know Kent thought about getting it, but being that it's going to be a night game. And plus, since the big house holds well over 110,000 people, that's a little bit too much for me. I think I'd rather just watch it at home, not have to worry about too many obnoxious folks.
Can you hear the fight music in the background, Frank?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
So, wait a minute. You don't want to go to the game and have the atmosphere or nothing like that? I'm kind of shocked.
Well, I understand there's a time and a place for it. I mean, I got to go to the Notre Dame game and
that was in East Lansing, though. I mean, this is at Michigan. Is it because it's such a rivalry that you get too intense into it?
Well, yeah, and again, there's people who are going to do stupid stuff, and that's the situation that I prefer to kind of stay out of if need be. It's kind of more for my in the interest of my own safety. I mean, I have gone to a Michigan State Michigan game before in East Lansing, and if you give me the choice of going up to East Lansing for a night game against Michigan or going to Ann Arbor for a night game, I'll definitely take going to East Lansing because I've been up there before. I'm much more comfortable going there. I mean, if I ever do end up of going to the big house for a game, which is definitely something that I plan to do in my lifetime. It would probably be for a non-conference game that would be at night where it's like, I'm just here to watch some good football. I'm not going to say a word about who wins, loses, whatever happens, happens. But a game like this, I'd rather just... I'm probably going to end up going to my friend Mark's house and watching it and on his TV, and we're going to have a good time and enjoy some beer and food.
All right, it's got this extended version of the power play mixed in with the Little Brother Bowl preview. What do you think the score is going to be?
You know, it's been hard for me to predict a score. I mean, honestly, as bad as I want to think that Michigan State could win this game, because here's a stat for you. Under Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State is 10-0 against the spread again when they played Michigan. So, I mean, because I know last year everyone was saying, oh, they're going to get blown out. And, yeah, I was in that crowd as well, and they only lost by 9 points. I mean, I honestly want to believe that they're going to win this game. But my problem is I just have a hard time trusting Dave Warner's play calling. Especially if they get a lead, he gets too conservative and tries to jam it up the middle. And you're not going to be able to do that against Michigan's defensive line. I mean, I think it's best that I refrain from a score. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be a close game. Anyway, I think, honestly, this it's going to be pretty low scoring. I think, honestly, the first 1-20 ends up winning it.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think Michigan State's going to win this game, but it's probably going to be 20-13.
Okay.
I'm going with Michigan State. I'm going with the Spartans this year just because of the quarterback problems. And I'm feeling, I think D'Antoni's going to get them last year. Because really, last year, Michigan State played pretty well, even though it was a down year. And it's the rivalry game, and anything can happen in the rivalry game. And, you know, Michigan, you know, even though it's at the big house, I just, like I said, D'Antoni, I think this year is going to try to turn it around a little bit. They had a trip up against Notre Dame, but you can just sense it that this team is going to probably have a decent year or maybe even a special year.
I wouldn't go too far with a special. Are they better than last year? Absolutely. I mean, I watched a little bit of the Iowa game before I had to go out and ref youth football. And from what I saw is the defense looks much better. I mean, they held Iowa to only 19 yards rushing. So, I mean, they were able to keep them contained and get and forcing turnovers as well. I've been really impressed. If there's somebody on defense who I've been most impressed with, it's been middle linebacker Joe Bocci. I believe he's an Ohio native. And I really liked what I've seen out of him. And also Josiah Scott, freshman corner. Watch, he's gonna be playing on Sunday.
Nice. All right, Frank. Well, that'll do it for us here on 88.3 WGTs. After further review, we got the power play and also talked a little bit about the Brother Bowl. And, Frank, man, you're going to have a good weekend, man.
All righty, Derek. I will do that.
Now, wait a minute. Are you reffing also this Saturday or just today?
No, I'm actually just going to serve as director of social media. Dundee is at Armstead tonight in a must-win game.
Ooh, that's right. This is week 7, right, of the Michigan
Yeah.
And you got only played 9 games.
Yeah. I mean, basically, to have any hope at making the playoffs, they have to win out.
That's right, because in Michigan, you have to win 6 games?
Yeah, but you can get in if you win 5 and you accumulate enough playoff points. I mean, I unfortunately don't have that in front of me, but I can give you like the layman's version where you get points if you end up beating a team. You can also get points if a team you beat ends up getting wins.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's like Ohio, right?
Okay, yeah. And if a team that beats you, if they win other games, you get points for that. Mm-hmm. Except for their win over you, you don't get any points for that.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. You can feed off of that. Well, Frank, enjoy your weekend, man.
All righty, Derek. You do the same.
All right. That was Frank Vashner there on the phone lines, giving it to you for the Hockey Power Play and for the Little Brother Bowl, both of us picking Michigan State to possibly beat the Michigan Wolverines. When we return, more after further review after this here on 88.3 WXUT.